Hey guys, this is day number 6 of my personal audio challenge, and today I'm going to give you guys a quick demo of the Chromecast. This is a $35 small thumb drive shaped piece of equipment that you can get from the Google Play Store and Amazon and Best Buy and a bunch of other places. And what it lets you essentially do is control your TV with your iOS or Android phone or tablet. It also lets you control it via your laptop if you have Chrome installed. That is the Chrome OS browser. So, and hey, you know what? There may even be in the future like a Chromecast plugin for Firefox or something like that. So even though Chrome isn't the greatest for accessibility, it's still pretty cool that I could do this with my iPhone. So I'm going to give you guys a voiceover perspective of how the Chromecast works. So first of all, you have to plug the Chromecast into one of your spare HDMI ports on the back of your TV. If your TV has built-in USB, then you plug the USB plug into that. If not, you get a wall wart that you can plug the USB cable into, and the cable that it comes with is rather lengthy, so it's about 6 feet long, so you don't have to worry about not being able to reach a nearby wall. So I'm going to go ahead and unlock my screen, and I'm going to open up YouTube. And I'm going to show you guys what it sounds like when I queue up a video on YouTube with Chromecast. So let's go to the guide button.
Guide. Your account. Settings. Add. What to watch. What. My subscriptions.
I'm going to go to my subscriptions.
Empty list.
And I'm just waiting for the list to populate here. All right.
Video entry. Hunger Games Minecraft. Battle Royale. App. 100.
Okay, I don't want to watch
video
that.
Video entry. Fitness Talk Vertical Line with Tay Zonde.
I don't want to watch
video
that.
Video entry. HTC One giveaway.
Okay, so
uploaded by Soldier Knows Best.
Soldier Knows Best is giving away an HTC One, so let's go ahead and double tap on this, and it's going to start playing on my TV.
Back button. Play button.
By the way, you have to find the play button to get it to start. So it's going to go ahead and load
this
up here.
This episode of Soldier Knows Best is brought to you by Carbonite.
Okay, and I just paused it, so it went ahead and paused the video. Now, in order to get something to show up on your TV instead of your iPhone, what you have to do is go to the
selected YouTube TV,
the YouTube TV button. You have to double tap
alert
that.
Byron's Chromecast button. Byron's Chromecast button. iPhone button.
And you can switch it between my Chromecast and my iPhone, or you can cancel.
Cancel.
And since I'm already on my
selected
Chromecast, I'm going to go
TV
ahead and cancel it. So now the other thing I can do is while I'm playing a video, and I'm not going to start playing it again because it will cause a bit of auditory confusion if I have a video playing and I'm talking to you guys at the same time. But as this video is playing, I can add another one to my queue.
Back button.
So five, let's go ahead and go to the
signals, video, video entry. The number one party school and D-Star CK astronauts. Uploaded by successful. 3 video entry. The Perfect Storm. Japan Trip Part 2/3.
Okay, let's go ahead and add this
TV
one to my queue. So I'm going to double tap it.
Back button.
And then you want to go to the
video player.
Top of the screen.
YouTube. Selected. YouTube TV button. More. Button.
You want to go to the more button. Double tap
alert
that.
Add to TV queue button.
And go to add to TV queue.
More.
And now
button.
As I'm playing this Soldier's Knows Best video, this thing about Japan will show up next. So that's how I queue up another video. So anyway, that is just a quick demo of YouTube on iOS along with the Chromecast. And I definitely recommend it. You can use it, like I said, with Netflix, and you can use it with YouTube, and you can use it with Google Play and the Google All Music Access app, I think. I guess there's talk of Pandora adding it to their lineup, so you can use it with Pandora in the very near future. And of course, there's a whole bunch of hacks out there already for it. And there are third-party apps that are already beginning to add the Chromecast icon to their apps. So this is kind of cool. If you've already got an Apple TV or you know something similar, or if your TV is in your living room, you may not necessarily need something like this. Maybe a wireless keyboard might be more your style. But this is pretty cool to bring with me on a trip, and I can just plug it into anyone's TV and control their TV with my freaking phone. I love it. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I hope you enjoyed day number 6 of Byron's Personal Audio Challenge. We'll see you guys tomorrow.